Game Preview is brought to you by Proven IT.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. And welcome into our look at Week 12, the matchup Bears at Philadelphia. I have bad memories of going to Philadelphia several years ago. Mark Trestman, the head coach. Bears were in a position to make some noise for a playoff run. Packers had lost. We're watching it in the press box, and we're all excited about the game. And they got leveled by the Eagles. And since then, the Bears' record is disastrous from that game.
Well, you know, remember, that was the Chip Kelly offense. It was really unconventional at the time in the NFL, and kind of not a real understanding of how you're going to go up and defense that group. Now you have a conventional style of offense. You have a big quarterback. You have a quarterback as a head coach. You have a former NFL quarterback as his position coach. So they're getting the best out of Carson Wentz. And when you look at some of the stats, offensively speaking, they got 40 more first downs than their opponent, 36 more rushing first downs than their opponent, 633 more rushing yards than their opponent, and they're averaging 70.4 more per game than their opponent. So you think about offense of what Philadelphia brings, but you also have to respect their defense because, Jeff, this is a high motor group of guys.
Let's put it this way. They're the best team in football.
Yeah.
I think they are. Saints are very good as well. But they do everything well, and they just keep coming at you. The Bears are going to have to defend everybody and every inch of grass and every player that comes in. They got 14 guys have scored a touchdown or scored some sort of points. 14 different guys have caught passes from Carson Wentz. They use all five of their running backs. They got the rookie running back, Corey Clement, out of Wisconsin. He's got 6 touchdowns all in the red zone.
Right. Well, and then let's bring up Alshon Jeffrey because he also has 6 touchdowns in the red zone. Not really great statistics inside the framework of the field where you put him down towards the goal line. Yeah.
Well, let's break it down on how the Bears can attack them and rebound from yet another disappointing loss. They had it. They weren't able to finish it. Mitchell Trubisky made another step. Offensive line played well, and the Bears ran the ball. Will they be able to run the ball against extremely stout Philadelphia run defense? Entering the game last week against Dallas, they were giving up 66 yards a game. Now they're up to 70 yards a game on the ground. That's it.
Well, you know, being a former offensive lineman, you always got to include those guys in the game plan preview. If Josh Sitton, Cody Whitehair, Kyle Long, and the rest of the interior of the offensive linemen don't play well, the chance to succeed running the ball is very slim. But now you include Mitchell Trubisky in the mix because he ran the ball a couple times effectively last week. So now it's going to put those defensive ends on high awareness because of it.
Got a new kicker, Cairo Santos. So we'll see what he's got. He was very good at Kansas City until an injury sidelined him early in the season. So I'm optimistic about it. Are you?
I'm optimistic about it because Kansas City is a difficult stadium to kick in, and now he's coming to Soldier Field, and then he's going to go to Philly first. So I like his background. His upbringing as an NFL kicker was not in the best of environments because you have that, you know, the outdoor field conditions of Kansas City. So bring that to Chicago because we need you.
Carson Wentz, second-year quarterback, faced the Bears week 2 a season ago, got himself a win at Soldier Field. Went through his ups and downs, but now he is arguably one of the best in the league. He is tearing it up. And Mitchell Trubisky, same agent, by the way. He's going to learn a lot from watching Carson Wentz, and they're very similar in many different ways. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.